Hi everyone, and welcome to English for You. I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
And today we're talking about stress. So what is something that stresses you out?
Well, I think there are a lot of things that make us feel stressed in our life. And for me, I think it's when people are forcing me to do something.
Okay, so something you don't want to do, but they're like making you do it. Right, okay.
It doesn't happen anymore, though.
That's good.
What about you?
Things that stress me out, when people are late, because it messes with my routine. But lots of things stress me out. Maybe if I'm having an argument with friends, I get really nervous and anxious. But we're going to talk about some things that maybe you could look at or kind of think about to do when you're feeling stressed out, and maybe this thing can kind of take the stress away from your life. So let's get started.
Reading.
Guretama's life is extremely hard. Guretama thinks life is hard and painful, and that making any effort at all hurts. For this egg yolk, it's better to lie down and do nothing. Welcome to the world of the Japanese lazy egg. Guretama can't be bothered to do anything. It is too tired to come out of its shell, and too tired to be cooked. It might seem strange that such a negative character is so popular. Most popular characters are cheerful and colorful, unlike the ugly cute Guretama. The secret to its success is that it expresses people's unhappiness about our fast-paced world, where work and exams never end. Guretama lets us deal with our exhaustion and worries in a cute and fun way. Anyone can laugh at how Guretama is unable to do anything and just lies around doing nothing. It's no wonder Guretama is popular with people who want to escape their stress for a while.
All right, today's article is actually about a cartoon, a popular cartoon that was developed in Japan and now is kind of all over the world, and that is Guretama. I think I'm saying that right.
Yeah,
Guretama.
Maybe.
Okay, so here in the article it says Guretama thinks life is hard and painful and that making any effort at all hurts. Now here we saw the word effort. Here, effort means an attempt to do something, especially if it is difficult to do for some reason. When you make an effort, you try to do this thing, and it probably means you have to work very hard to do it. As an example sentence, we could say, I really have to make an effort to get out of bed on cold, rainy mornings.
Okay, so effort 就是努力跟尽力的意思。所以 make an effort to do something 就是努力去做某件事的意思哦。So for Aaron's sentence, I really have to make an effort to get out of bed on cold, rainy mornings. 意思就是说呢，在又冷又下雨的早晨爬起来非常困难，所以我们要很努力的起床。So we'll just take a look at another sentence here. So make one more effort and you will succeed. 再多一点的努力你就会成功。And in English, we often say, put a lot of effort into doing something. And that means you're trying very hard to do something as well.
That's right.
So the sentence could be, the company is putting a lot of effort into developing a new body spray for men. 就是公司正投入大量的精力在为男性开发新的除臭剂。
All right, let's find out a little bit more about Guretama. It says here, for this egg yolk, it's better to lie down and do nothing.Okay, so Guretama is an egg yolk. Now, this is a funny word. You can say it in a couple of different ways. You can say yolk, or you can say yolk. It just depends on what's easier for you to pronounce, where you're from, that sort of thing. But don't worry if you don't say it the way that we do, because it's one of those tricky words in English. All right, so yolk is the yellow part of an egg. When you crack open an egg, you'll see two substances. One is the yellow, or yolk, and the other is the clearish white part, which we call the egg white. Okay, so you can actually see...he's got both colors, Gudetama. Uh-huh. He's got the white around him and the yellow inside. Now, here's an example sentence. We need two egg yolks for this cake, but don't put the egg whites in.
Okay, 所以这个 the yellow part of an egg 就是蛋黄啊，那么蛋白就是 egg white. Okay, so you can say his daughter likes egg yolks.
Okay.
他的女儿喜欢蛋黄。
Mm-hmm. All right, so here in the article, it's going to introduce us to what this Gudetama is. It says, welcome to the world of the Japanese lazy egg.Now, something interesting is that Gudetama is actually lazy egg in Japanese. Gude is like saying someone or something has no energy or strength、mm-hmm. in Japanese, while tama comes from tamago or egg.
Okay, that's very interesting.、Mm-hmm. It actually looks very lazy too. I mean, the looks of the egg.
I guess I've never really thought about、
oh,
it,、
really?
But yeah, I guess...You know, I've seen some cartoons of Gudetama.
I kind of like it. I have all the stickers.
Okay. All right. Well, let's continue on in the article here. It says, Gudetama can't be bothered to do anything. Okay, we said that Gudetama can't be bothered to do anything. Bother here is a verb, and it means that you make the effort to do something. Remember that word effort from before.When you bother to do something, you think it should be done and you're going to do it, even if you're not really excited to or you don't really feel like doing it. Now, we usually see the verb bother in the negative sense, however, like saying don't bother or somebody can't be bothered. Here are a couple of example sentences to show this.That's the last time I bother to drive Marcy all the way home. She didn't even say thanks. Now, here's where you bother to do something. You didn't really want to drive Marcy home, but you did. She didn't even say thank you. Now, in the negative sense, do you want me to wash the dishes? Don't bother. I'll do them tomorrow. Or, I can't be bothered to change the channel during commercial breaks.
Okay, so bother 这边就是有努力、费心的意思。So when somebody cannot be bothered to do something, that means he or she is too lazy to do something、mm-hmm. and doesn't want to do it.、
Mm-hmm.
So as Aaron mentioned, bother to do something 就是你觉得应该要去做，所以去做。就算你不太想做，你还是会去做。所以我们常常也会用否定说成 don't bother to do something or don't bother. 所以我们就可以说啊 Stephen didn't even bother to reply.就 Stephen 甚至很懒得回复。那么 bother 这个字也有打扰的意思哦。我们可以说 stop bothering me,、mm. 不要再烦我了。那口语中 don't bother 主要也可以用来回应对方提出的善意。你可以说、哦、不用麻烦了是一个很客气的话。So for example, 你可以说 don't bother to pick me up at the hotel, 就不需要麻烦来饭店接我啦。
嗯哼。
So, in our article, it's、mm-hmm. used as a verb, but the word can also be a noun, which means effort, trouble, or person, or thing that causes annoyance. 也就是说呢，烦恼啊，问题的意思。那我们也就可以说 Sarah has been such a bother to her professor. 就是 Sarah 对她教授来说就是一个很大的麻烦。
Right, okay, well...We've learned that Gudetama is quite the lazy egg. He doesn't want to get up. He's always just like, no, it's okay. Here it also says, it is too tired to come out of its shell and too tired to be cooked. Now, that sounds pretty lazy, but...Maybe Gudetama has another problem too. In fact,、mm-hmm. I read an article that suggests Gudetama might be depressed or really sad.、Mm-hmm. In fact, feeling too tired is one symptom of depression, spelled D-E-P-R-E-S-S-I-O-N.
这蛋黄哥可能不是太懒了吗？像 Aaron 老师刚刚说的，他可能有忧郁的症状。那所以 depressed 这个字呢，就是有忧郁的、沮丧的意思。所以 depression 就是他的名词咯。所以我们就可以说啊 ，Kevin is depressed because his girlfriend left him. Oh, that's so sad. Kevin 的女朋友离开他了，所以他现在非常的沮丧。Or the trip brought him out of his depression. 旅行让他不再郁闷。
Well, I hope that Gudetama is actually just lazy and not depressed.
Yeah.
But, you know, that is one of the signs of being depressed. And, you know, you can always get help if you do feel that way. So go and get it if you need it. All right, let's find out a little bit more about this silly cartoon. It says, it might seem strange that such a negative character is so popular. Now, here we use the word negative to describe Gudetama. And negative is describing bad qualities here, or bad qualities of a person, a thing, or a situation. Now, we're not saying that Gudetama is a bad character. We're saying that Gudetama's personality has a lot of qualities that we consider the opposite of good and happy, or positive. For example, positive personality traits are happiness, strength, energetic, that sort of thing. Well, negative personality traits are sadness, weakness, laziness, and so on. As an example, we could say, the person giving the interview asked Noel to tell him some positive and negative things about his personality.
所以 negative 就是有负面的、消极的意思。那么文章中说了 ，a negative character 就是不代表蛋黄哥是个不好的角色哦，意思是他带的情绪大部分都是负面的意思，就是很烂啊、懒懒、不想做事情哦。So we can say people with low self-esteem tend to look at everything in a negative way，就低自尊的人倾向用一种很消极的方式看待一切。那么 negative 也有否定的意思啊。For instance, the results of the tests were negative，就测试的结果是否定的。Or his father gave him a negative answer，他爸爸给他一个否定的答案，就是说 no。He said no.
You're not allowed to borrow the car.
Yeah.
All right. Well, let's find out why it might be so strange to see Gudetama being lazy and all these other negative things. It says...Most popular characters are cheerful and colorful, unlike the ugly, cute Gudetama. Oh, okay, so we're seeing that most other popular characters, at least, are cheerful. Now, this is one of those positive personality traits we talked about, and it means you're feeling happy and acting in a way that shows you are happy. So you're smiling and you're maybe singing a song or doing something that shows that you're happy. So, for example, it's nice to see Becky cheerful again. She was so sad after her dog died.
Okay, so cheerful 就是有快乐、兴高采烈的意思、哦。那文章中就是说，大部分很受欢迎的人物啊、角色都是很开心的，不像丑的、很可爱的蛋黄哥懒懒的。Okay, 我们就可以说 She manages to stay cheerful despite everything.就是尽管如此，他仍然保持开朗。So the word cheerful is also used to describe a place or thing that is bright and pleasant and it makes people feel happy and positive. We can say, his classroom is so bright and cheerful with yellow walls and curtains. 他的教室好明亮哦，有黄色的窗帘啊，跟墙壁，令人看起来非常的愉快。
Right. Now, we did also talk about, we said that Gudetama is ugly cute. I just want to talk about that really quick because ugly cute, now when you think of a cute character, you might think of like a unicorn or something with a lot of bright colors, maybe some rosy cheeks, that sort of thing. Now, some people think that Gudetama is cute, but it's not really like what we usually think of as cute. So that's why we're saying ugly cute.
Yeah, okay.
Now, the article continues. It says, the secret to its success is that it expresses people's unhappiness about our fast-paced world, where work and exams never end.
所以我们看到刚刚老师念的句子 the secret to its success, blah, 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 就是它能成功的秘诀的意思。那英文里面有几个名词是很常拿来搭配介系词 to 的。那像说是我们可以说啊 the answer to something, or the answer to doing something, 或者是 the key, the reaction, the solution,The visit, the shortcut to doing something, or to, 然后一个名词。So as usual, let's take a look at our sentences here. So sentence one, the key to getting good grades is going to classes and figuring out exactly what the professor wants. 获得好成绩的关键就是去上课，然后弄清楚教授想要什么。 或者是呢 The shortcut to happiness is to make others smile. 快乐的捷径就是让别人微笑。或者是我们来讲另外一个 The solution to this week's puzzle will be published in next week's magazine. 本周难题的解决方案会在下一周的杂志上发表。
Okay, we also saw the adjective fast-paced in that sentence, and this describes something that happens quickly and doesn't often stop to take a break, or things like that. So we often use it to describe cities and busy lives. So big cities are always awake. There are always people working or out doing something late at night. That's why we call cities like New York the city that never sleeps. Now, when someone is very busy all the time, we say they have a fast-paced life. They never take breaks for vacation or to take care of themselves.
Mm-hmm. Oh, 所以 fast-paced 就是步调很快的意思。那么步调很慢呢，就是 slow-paced.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, 我们就可以说 Emily prefers to live a slow-paced life than a fast-paced one.
Mm.
Emily 喜欢过，不，比较喜欢过慢节奏的生活，不太喜欢快节奏的生活。
Okay, so...Here's where Gudetama kind of helps us, okay? So we've got these busy lives, but it says here in the article, Gudetama lets us deal with our exhaustion and worries in a cute and fun way. All right, so when we deal with something, such as feelings or other emotional problems, we are trying to control these emotions so they don't affect our lives in a bad way.So if they do affect us, if our bad feelings do affect us, we can feel depressed or even get sick. So we need to find healthy ways to deal with them or control them. Now, some people deal with their anger by exercising, for example. Mm-hmm. Here's another example sentence. Vinny deals with his feelings of sadness by eating snacks.But then he feels even worse because it's unhealthy.
Yeah, okay. So deal with 就是处理对待的意思或者去应付某一件事情。那文章的意思就是蛋黄哥让我们用可爱又有趣的方式去处理我们的疲惫跟烦恼。Okay, 我们就可以说啊 something must be done immediately to deal with this problem. 我们必须立即采取某种措施来解决这个问题。
Okay, so what exactly is Gudetama helping us deal with? One, we said worries. Those are things that make us feel worried. And the other was exhaustion. What's that?
Okay, worries 在这边是当名词啦、mm-hmm. 就是烦恼的意思。那 exhaustion 就是疲惫。那就是 exhausted 的名词哦。
I'm exhausted. All right, well,、
okay.
let's kind of finish up today's article. It says, anyone can laugh at how Gudetama is unable to do anything and just lies around doing nothing.、Mm-hmm. By laugh, you mean be jealous, right?
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. All right, well, we did see the phrase be able to do something or be unable to do something.This phrase can have two meanings. First, if you are able to do something, you have the skill or talent that you need to have to do that thing. Mm-hmm. For example, I am able to bake cookies because I have been practicing it for a long time. Or, I am unable to play the guitar because I have not taken any lessons.
Mm-hmm.
Second, the phrase could be used to show that it is possible to do something.I'm able to go on the camping trip because I don't have to work. Or I'm unable to go to the movies because I don't have enough money.
Good. 所以刚刚 Aaron 老师讲到啊，两种说法嘛，就是 be able to 跟 be unable to do something, 分别就是能够做什么事情跟不能够做什么事情。所以我们就可以说 in another 2 weeks, she will be able to get out of the hospital. 再过两周呢，她就能出院了。或者是Rachel was unable to participate in the game because she caught a cold. 就是 Rachel 感冒，所以没有办法参加比赛。But we can also say she wasn't able to do something.
Right, yeah. All right, we also say here, it's no wonder Gudetama is popular with people who want to escape their stress for a while. That does make sense.
Mm-hmm.
Here you want to escape your stress, and escape means to avoid dealing with or thinking about a negative or unpleasant situation, or to avoid doing something because you don't want to do that for a short amount of time. For example, if you have a bad week, you might go to the movie theater to escape from real life for a couple of hours. You can watch a movie, think about the characters, be in a dark room, not talk to anyone. It's a good place to escape. As another example, we could say, Christine likes to read fantasy novels when she needs to escape from work and life.
Okay, 所以这个字就是逃避、逃脱的意思哦。It's used as a verb here. For example, we won't be able to escape punishment this time. 我们这次脱离不了惩罚了。I'm so scared. Okay, 我们也可以说的 It's impossible for the mouse to escape from the trap. 就是老鼠可以挣脱这个陷阱几乎是不可能的。However, it could also be a noun, which also means an act or instance of, like, escaping or avoidance of a reality. 那我们就可以说, the girl attempted an escape, but failed. 女孩企图要逃跑,但是失败了。或者是呢,像刚 Aaron 老师有说到嘛, she reads novels as an escape. 她读小说就是为了远离现实。
All right, now we did say we only escape for a while, and that phrase just means that you're doing something for a short time, not too long. Mm-hmm. For example, I haven't seen you for a while, you must be busy, maybe for a couple of weeks, or let's watch TV for a while, I'm bored. Here, we're just talking about a couple of hours.
对，所以像老师说的 for a while 就是有一段时间的意思。那这段时间通常不是太短，也不是太长，除非是很长的时间，我们就可以再加一个 long， 像是那短时间就是 short while。所以 for a long while 就是 for a long time，那 for a short while 就是 for a short time。For instance, we waited for a long while before they showed up。我们等了好久，他们才出现呢。或者是 I'll be with you in a short while， 再一下子我就过来。
All right, well, that's the end of our article about Gudetama. I hope you like Gudetama as much as we do, but today we are going to finish up with our For You Chat now.
For You Chat.
Okay, today's For You Chat question is, how do you deal with stress in your life?
For me, I think I listen to music.
Okay.
Or I do things that make me feel happy, or make me feel better, or I'll just call my parents and talk to them about how I feel.
Right.
I think it's a really good way to kind of forget about bad emotions.
Right.
What about you, Aaron?
I talk to friends, and I might just decide to put away what I'm working on that's stressing me out for a couple of hours and do something else, maybe go for a walk or kind of, you know, just maybe color in a coloring book or something that's not stressful. And then I go back to it and it's a bit easier to deal with.
Yeah.
But there are a lot of ways to deal with stress in your life, so you guys can talk about these too. We're all out of time for today, so for English for You, I'm Erin.
I'm Chickling.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Gudetama's life is extremely hard.Gudetama thinks life is hard and painful, and that making any effort at all hurts. For this egg yolk, it's better to lie down and do nothing. Welcome to the world of the Japanese lazy egg. Gudetama can't be bothered to do anything. It is too tired to come out of its shell, and too tired to be cooked.It might seem strange that such a negative character is so popular. Most popular characters are cheerful and colorful, unlike the ugly cute Gudetama. The secret to its success is that it expresses people's unhappiness about our fast-paced world, where work and exams never end.Gudetama lets us deal with our exhaustion and worries in a cute and fun way. Anyone can laugh at how Gudetama is unable to do anything and just lies around doing nothing. It's no wonder Gudetama is popular with people who want to escape their stress for a while.
Vocabulary Review.
Effort. It took a lot of effort for me to carry this heavy box up the stairs. Yolk. I like to cook eggs until the yolk is hard, not soft. Bother. The hotel room we got on vacation was terrible. The staff didn't even bother to clean it. Negative. Tony is always so negative. He never thinks anything will go well. Cheerful. Lisa is always so cheerful. I wish I could be as happy as her. Escape. Taking regular vacations helps Jim escape from his stressful job.